99X. Leslie, were you just saying that was an old Guns N' Roses song that Axl didn't want
to
do?
That's what I heard. It sounds like a Guns N' Roses song, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's Velvet Revolver, Fall to Pieces. It's a Budweiser True Music New Music Tuesday. We got a copy of REM's new album, Around the Sun, to give away. We'll give it away to caller number 12, 404-741-0997. But now it's time to get back to...
On a scale from 1 to 10, do you know where you fit in? Do you lose points for your manly neck? It's reality check. Do you have a huge behind? Can it block the warm sunshine? Are you a 10 or a train wreck? It's reality check.
It's the game reality check. And what we usually do is we take pictures of young ladies out to this bar in Rome that's right on the corner there of the Alabama-Georgia border. And we ask guys what they think of women. Women, if you want to get involved in this contest, it's great fun. You can email us mornings at 99x.com with a picture of yourself in something revealing or something at least tight. Just a picture you're happy with that guys can check you out and see everything that's going down. And if the guys in Rome rate you close to what you rated yourself, you will win a prize package. All right. We usually do women, but today we wanted to put a little twist on it. So what we did is, Fat Kid, do you remember when you took those boudoir photos a long time ago?
Yeah.
You were super pissed off. Remember how mad you were?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, that's his Achilles heel. I mean, Fat Kid will do almost anything, but he does not. He's not a fan of a thong.
No, you had a thong on, and you had a like makeup on. They took boudoir photos of yourself because it was a young boudoir photographer. He was making photographs. It was but he wanted to help promote his business, so you helped him out there.
Yeah.
And in your opinion, that's like the worst thing you've ever done.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
And you fought us for about an hour and a half to get you to do it. You cried. You almost quit the show. We almost fired you. There's a whole lot of things going on around these embarrassing pictures.
Yeah, I don't like the pictures.
Right. That was infinitely worse than having your septum pierced.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I mean, I would do the septum again right now.
Because these pictures actually got your like in-laws really pissed at you.
This was the pictures were the first time that my in-laws quit talking to me.
Right.
And
it's weird.
That's crazy that you would be so freaked out by these pictures. They're beautiful, and that your in-laws would be so freaked out.
They're very tasteful. That's the thing.
So we figured that if Fat Kid's the one, you know, having everyone judge these women, let's have people judge Fat Kid. So what we did is we took the boudoir photos, which are up now at 99x.com.
You have to go and see these.
Yes,
this is a must.
Great. Fat Kid, if you don't remember, here's one of you in the...
yeah, I remember what they looked like.
With your behind in the air. You are wearing lingerie. Here's one with you, a bra on, and you're grabbing yourself with makeup.
Thanks, bro.
There's also one here with you in a G-string.
Yeah.
Just with a bra and a G-string on.
There's one with your cheeks. Is that the one where his cheeks are exposed?
Yes,
that's a classic.
He's got that G-string right
there.
There's
a little naughty one with his finger in his mouth.
Yes.
You're a naughty little girl.
He looks like he's getting a prostate exam. Like behind that. You got to check this out. 98.com. And then there's this great picture of him, like, natural. Just in a bra and panties. Natural. So we figured, why are you so ashamed of these? Obviously, they're not that bad. So what we did is we had Sebastian the Green Ass, who you hate. You do hate Sebastian, don't you?
Yeah, almost as much as I hate the short list I have. Yeah, he's up there. Yeah.
The short list you have?
Yeah, I have a short list of people that I don't like at all, and God, Sebastian's right up there.
Not that many people that work on the show. I wonder who's on the list.
No, there's nobody who works on the show.
Sebastian, quit touching the Fat Kid, because it creeps me out when I'm looking at these pictures.
It gets me excited.
You hate these pictures. You have a look on your face that you're ready to kill somebody.
I don't look at those pictures. I've never seen them. I remember doing them, but I've never looked at them.
Check them out online, 99x.com.
Yeah, you can check them out online. They won't be on FatKidRocks.com.
You've never seen these pictures. Come on.
So, no, I've never seen the pictures. I remember taking them. I know. Thank you, Fred.
I think if you saw them, you might have a different opinion.
The only time I've seen them was when they were posted up at work when I went there.
I mean, you photographed very nicely.
Yeah.
You know, Tusher, I'm thinking, because we need to do, like, a Christmas gift to the A&A members, I'm thinking a calendar of FK and the boudoir photos.
I agree.
Yep, done.
I agree 100%. All right, Fat Kid, here's what we did. Is we figured that this is something that should be respected. These are works of art. So what we did is we sent Sebastian the Greenhouse out to your neighborhood, and he went and knocked on all your neighbors' doors and had him rate you on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, we've been encouraging him to move down into the city. This may be that final nudge that gets him out of that neighborhood.
And Sebastian tried to go to your high school, but they wouldn't let him in. He was going to talk to all your teachers and show them the pictures, but he couldn't get in.
And the final straw was your church.
Yeah, we were going to go to your church.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, they've all seen him. So.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah. All right, here is the reaction to Fat Kid. All his neighbors, and he went up and he said, "This is Jeremy Powell, your neighbor. What do you think of him on a scale of 1 to 10?
This is Jeremy. He lives in Rome. He works for our station. Just give me your first impression about these pictures.
Oh, gross. That's sickening. That must be a man.
Well, what if this is like a romantic picture for his wife or something?
Burn it. You need burn it, seriously.
All right, what would you give him on a scale of 1 to 10?
So I wouldn't give him nothing. He needs clothes on.
Fat Kid, I didn't know you lived next to Sherlock Holmes' wife. She figured out you were a man.
I know.
That's an amazing feat right there.
Wow.
Well, never call the people of Rome ignorant, I'll tell you that. All right, let's move on to the second person. Fat Kid and his boudoir photos. Again, these are available at 99x.com. These are Fat Kid's friends and neighbors in Rome, Georgia.
Download them, too. They make good wallpaper for your computer.
This is Jeremy. He lives in Rome. What do you think about Jeremy?
He right.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you see that?
There's something wrong with him. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with him.
What do you think's wrong with him?
That dog gonna hunt.
So what would you rate him on a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't think his number low enough.
Now, Facky, do you think it's fair to say that dog don't hunt?
Yeah, I think in the context that he meant, that would be... Yeah.
It's accurate.
That's accurate, yeah.
I don't know if I'd go... I'd say a lot of things. I don't know, Jimmy, if I go quite as far as that dog won't hunt.
No, that's a little rough.
That is.
That's a little rough.
I mean, there's things you can say about a man, but that dog won't hunt.
That truck won't start type area.
Do you think you'd feel better about this segment if you were getting higher numbers?
No, if I got higher numbers, that would actually scare me.
Again, okay. These are Fat Kid boudoir photos. Our green-ass Sebastian took them out to Rome, Georgia, to Fat Kid's neighbors. We know where Fat Kid lives, and he went up. This is Jeremy Powell, your neighbor. What do you think of him? Here we go, number 3.
Okay, this is Jeremy. He lives down a couple blocks from here. Just give me your awesome impressions, then we'll kind of rate him like on a scale of 1 to 10.
How old is he?
He graduated high school in 99, so about 23, 24.
We generally don't hang around with folks that wear, with guys that wear bras and women's clothes.
And do you feel comfortable with a guy like this living in Rome?
Anybody that dresses like that and wears makeup like that and takes pictures of himself like that, he ain't one that most folks are going to hang around.
All right. Well, that guy, you won't be invited over to that guy's house anytime
soon. Yeah.
Apparently not.
And that is not right. Let's move on. Again, this is Fat Kid in boudoir photos. He's wearing women's lingerie. He loved it. I can say that without any hesitation. Those are up at now at 99x.com. Quick mornings. And let's move on to more of Fat Kid's neighbors rating Fat Kid for Reality Check.
Okay, this is Jeremy. He lives down a couple blocks from here. I'm going to show you a couple pictures. You just tell me what you think, first impressions, and give me a rating 1 to 10, all right?
That's a 1. Obscene. Very obscene.
You live in your neighborhood.
Well, I mean, if he registered a sex offender, then unfortunately I don't have no kids. No matter where I live, if I was a family and I had, you know, kids out here playing, I'd be concerned. I mean, that's ugly there.
I think I know a registered sex offender.
I think I know who that guy is, too.
Yeah, he's the black guy in town.
No, I think he's the guy that lives right at the end of the street, 2 houses down.
He's the black guy in town, you know, the one with all the scars.
Well, I live in the hood right there. So I think he's the guy that's literally right 2 houses down.
The guy whose front lawn has all those cross marks.
Right.
All right, well, Fat Kid, that guy does not want you in the neighborhood. He looks at you as a registered sex offender, and I know for a fact we have one more. Fat Kid's neighborhood, we're taking pictures of him in women's lingerie around that he made, that he loved making, that alienated his family from him. And here we go, another one of Fat Kid's neighbors in Reality Check.
This is Jeremy. He lives in Rome. Just give me your first impression about these pictures.
That's the ugliest man I ever seen.
Do you feel comfortable with this guy would be maybe living a couple blocks from here?
Yeah, I have a big problem with it because I live about 2 blocks from here. He really doesn't need to be in Rome, Georgia.
Okay, how about this one?
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Well, he doesn't even think you need to be in Rome, Georgia. And I tend to agree, to be honest with you. Get your ass down here a little closer. Do some real work.
We should, if we could only have found his father-in-law.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank God. Oh, God.
All right, let's go to the final. But these guys probably know your father-in-law.
I would guarantee that one of these people you've talked to went to him and said, I saw your son-in-law.
Let's go to the final reality check. Here we go.
Okay, this is Jeremy. He lives down a couple blocks from here. You just tell me what you think about these pictures, all right, man?
Don't care much for that. That one's getting nasty.
You feel comfortable with a guy like this living in Rome?
No.
All right, so what would you give Jeremy in a ranking of 1 to 10?
0.
What can he do to improve himself?
Has he got a 44 Magnum?
Oh. How dare he? Well, Fat Kid, congratulations. These boudoir photos have resurfaced.
They're back on the website. Exactly. Gotta stay there for a while.
Want to thank Sebastian the Green Ass for getting his ass up to Rome, Georgia. And I'm sure it wasn't that hard for him to get motivated because you guys hate each other. And it's always, well, Sebastian doesn't hate you. You hate Sebastian. But there you go. That's Reality Check. And we look forward to playing it with you again next Tuesday.
On a scale from 1 to 10, do you know where you fit in? Do you lose points for your manly neck? It's Reality Check. Do you have a huge behind? Can it block the warm sunshine? Are you a 10 or a train wreck? It's Reality Check.
Strap it on.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Dutcher, Jimmy, and Leslie.
I'm confused every morning.
Morning. So 99.